We'll head to Norfolk next. That's where another whale has washed up today. It's the sixth time it's happened on the East Coast recently. This one is alive, but experts aren't optimistic it'll survive. Lee Milner is in Hunstanton for us.
Well, I'm just walking along the beach towards the sea and I can just see the tip of the tail rocking side to side in the water. It's a clear, windy day. The current looks quite strong, but it hasn't managed to move this whale, which has been here since 10 to 8 this morning. It's a huge sperm whale, 14 metres long. It weighs 20 tonnes. And when the tide came in just before midday, there were hopes it would lift the whale out to sea, but no luck yet.
Ben Garrett, evolutionary biologist. These things weigh 20 tonnes, and this is still a young adult. Now, you imagine 20 tonnes of mass being washed up. The body just can't cope with it. Huge heart, huge circulatory system, the whole thing's collapsing under gravity. Even if you could tow it back in the water now, it's irreparable damage.
And earlier today, you could actually see the animal gasping for breath. Its whole body lifting as its lungs expanded. And once the water started to slowly creep around it, you could see its fins and tail push against the sand in a desperate attempt to escape. And there's still plenty of people here hoping for a happy ending, but experts have told us that it's very unlikely it will survive.